We're back. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU Campus, Burnaby, and you're listening to Free Voices. And we have on the line Skoit Shekelek from Gwashkanaw, BC, Nicola Valley.
Yes.
And welcome, Skoit. How are you?
I'm doing as well as can be.
It's always good to hear your words of wisdom. Today we have, our topic is unity, and we'd like to hear what your thoughts are on it.
Unity, yeah. You know, the world certainly doesn't seem like it's working in unity right now. You know, we've all become disassociated because of technology, because of different structures of how society is kind of collapsed in on itself, you know, become really not meeting each other physically anymore. Always through, you know, texts or, you know, even calls like this, voice to voices.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, just the voice alone is creating a bit of unity. And
yeah.
In order to start working on unity, you know, it's like I always say, it always starts with positivity in ourselves, waking up and forcing ourselves to be happy and smile at ourselves in the mirror in the morning, you know. And then we got to go out and do that, you know, going to our office or the mall or, you know, anywhere we're going. Open the door for somebody, you know, hold it open or smile at them. You know, that starts working on unification, unity.
It's, you know, it's contagious, it sounds. Yeah. Is that what you're meaning too? Yeah.
So small from there, you know. You know, before we used to have block parties, you know, once a month type thing now. Now I rarely hear that, you know, only 4th of July or Canada Day. It's the only time I hear things. But like I say, just the fact of waking up and saying, I'm going to be happy today. I'm going to smile, say hello, and spread it. And from there, you know, before we know it, we'll be happy to see, you know, if we see the same people every day. You know, before we know it, we might strike up a conversation.
Yes, and yeah, and I really like what you're saying about that there, nothing really can replace seeing people face to face. You know, like we're doing, it's nice to hear your voice, which is better than a text, right? Because I can feel you through the phone, but we would be even better if we could see each other in person, right?
Yeah.
You yeah.
Know, even in our texts, it's now these emojis. You know, where's the word in that?
Yeah.
No, it's not even a word.
You
know, at least if you type out a paragraph, at least then you know you're trying.
That's good. That's true. And I was hearing something, it was just today, it was about community, which of course unity is in community, the word. And they were saying, we've gotten used to, we've replaced community or unity with convenience, where when we go, a lot of people will online shop and online groceries and everything. And so you never see anybody because you just deliver, everything gets delivered and some people live, and it saves time, but it's robbing us of something really precious, which is that feeling of community and unity. Yeah. So I really, pardon me?
We don't go down and see Bob the Butcher.
I don't know. I like Bob the Butcher, but
yeah, you know, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
Going and, you know, sure he can do his work, but if he's just throwing it in an Uber.
Yeah. Exactly. It personalizes the whole process, and that's powerful. And also, yeah, it's just, it really makes a difference. So
yeah.
That's...
being there physically, you know, a good handshake now and then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the power of daily, like that you were talking about, like holding the door or a smile or something, it's amazing how easy it is to underestimate how powerful a moment like that can be. And you never know, you know, just how powerful it can be for yourself or for somebody else in terms of the type of contribution it makes and helps in a community.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Yeah. So, yeah, you know, that's what I think about unity. Yeah. It's stepping back from the convenience of our technology and getting back one-on-one with people.
Yeah.
You know, even in group settings, at least then you're there.
Taking some time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Letting the other person know that they're seen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's my thoughts.
Oh, thank you very much. I always appreciate those words of wisdom. I thank you very much for dropping in, and it's always good to hear from you every week. And
absolutely, yes.
I wish you all the best.
Yeah. Have you guys played my song yet?
You know what? Thank you for mentioning that. We are a little off on our timing today, so we're going to play the song as soon as we finish here. But I wanted to ask if you would be willing to share sort of the reason why you picked this song, the song being Animals I Have Become.
Yeah, it's because we're not unified anymore.
Okay, so this song speaks to...
So we don't become...
Yes, okay.
...associated.
Right.
And then we become just raging little individuals.
Right, the raging individuals.
Yeah, we don't have that.
Excellent. Okay, well, excellent to your song choice and the reasoning and the thought behind it. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yes, I thank you guys there behind the mics, and the guys behind the scenes, the listeners here and abroad. I thank you all for your well wishes, thoughts, prayers, and love. And I send it all back to you 1,000-fold.
Thank you so much. We will see you next week.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye now. Bye.
Bye for now.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, SFU Campus Burnaby, and you're listening to Free Voices. Our topic today is unity, and we have on the line Mary to help and offer us some ideas around this. Mary, welcome.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. Appreciate it. Hello, everybody.
Mary, hello, everyone.
Mary, I'm sorry. I forgot to introduce that you are the officer of public relations for Eagle Nation Universal Production Society. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Love the topic for today. To me, unity is essential for building strong communities. By coming together and celebrating our diversity, we can certainly create a brighter future for ourselves and future generations. And actually, unity reminded me of something from the past. We used to have a group called the Circle. We all got together at the Aboriginal Friendship Center on East Casey. Everybody knows where it is. In the past, we were more active. Our weekly gathering provided a very safe space for us to connect, share our stories, listen to our elders, and uplift each other. And the sense of unity and belonging we fostered was truly remarkable. We found strength in our shared experiences, supported one another through life's challenges. This circle impact went beyond just providing support. It helped preserve our cultural heritage and empowered us as an individual. During those years, I remember one case brought us even closer together and united us. It was the letter writing campaign for Sarah Bella Baggin. In 1994, I'm not sure if any of you remember or you heard about it. Let me know if you do.
It's not ringing a bell for me, which I have a feeling that once you explain it, I'll be feeling a little bit like, oh my goodness, of course, yes.
She was a Filipina domestic worker in the UAE, the Emirates. She was sentenced to death by killing her employer in a self-defense. Her employer, one of those monarchs and rich people in the country, attempted to sexually assault her, and this was her defense. During the trial, that's what you could all hear about, and became a significant aspect of her case, sparking debates about workers' rights and protection. And how we found out, it was through just a women organization, because I was involved in women's shelters and women's centers, BC UConn. I was a delegate for BC UConn Women's Center then. And we got letters. We were bombarded by letters from Europe, from Asia, to get into this campaign. So that's how we found out, and we were on it. Sarah was facing execution in the Emirates. Wow. Many women and our group, including myself, wrote like hundreds of letters to the monarch of UAE, who was Sheikh Zayed bin Sultan at the time, appealing for Sarah's release, citing self-defense as a reason. So this unity, or the collective effort from all over the world, brought international attention to the case and played a role in raising awareness about the challenges faced by female migrant workers and the need for better protection.
Wow.
Well, it worked. It worked. In 1995, Sarah's death sentence was commuted to a one-year prison sentence. And in August of 1996, she was released and returned to Philippines. She's now inspirational speaker and human rights, human trafficking advocate, basically. That's unity.
Wow.
So I thought I would share that with y'all. Did you remember it now?
Yeah, well, you know what? Yes, it's... it's a powerful story, right? A powerful situation, the power of mobilizing and justice through the power of groups of people. And my mind's going to, how did they organize to that level? But that's amazing. And I'm so glad the outcome was what it is, because sometimes even with mobilization, it's hard. But I'm glad that the result was what it was, better, much better.
Absolutely. So I thought, for the topic of unity, I thought, come on, yeah, I have a story.
Well, yeah, and it's amazing that she is now, you know, speaking out with the human trafficking issues in the world and being an inspirational speaker for for that cause. So she's paying it forward as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. We were talking earlier about with unity is how, you know, when people have different viewpoints and stuff, how it's hard to feel that unified feeling and stuff. And I was interested in hearing about, you know, when you run across people who have different ideas or opinions, you know, what you think are some of the ingredients that go into fostering conversation, discussion, so that the underlying common humanity is still intact on some level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was my story for unity. And thank you so much for inviting me to your show. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for your contribution. It was very it's inspiring. It was horrifying to hear what Sarah had been through, but at the same time, lovely that it did end up with a good outcome. So thank you so much, and the power of mobilizing. Thank you very much, Mary.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye for now.
Bye. Bye-bye.
That was Mary, the Office of Officer of Public Relations for Eagle Nation Universal Production Society, which is the organization behind the behind our show. I'm sorry, were we ready?
I think we'll just do a PSA.
That sounds like a really good idea.
Public service.
We were doing sign language here,
unity
and I'm going.
Of thought. Yes. Unity
I wasn't quite as unified right away, but
right.
I am now. Okay.
Unity of
very
mind
good.
And action.
Okay.
Yes. And we'll be right back.
Thank you.
Starting from the week of Monday, May 30th. The Student Union Building is open 7 days a week, from 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. The sub-building common spaces, along with the bookable spaces, are available for use. Any comments or questions, please go to the Simon Fraser Student Society website at sfss.ca for more information.
Your advertisement?
Nope. And we're back. Unity of live, unity of off.
That's right.
We heard a little bit of behind the scenes.
That's right. We were
just
letting,
to let you know,
we were letting
that it's
live we were opening the curtain so you could see behind the curtain.
That's right.
That's right. Are we ready to play another song?
We are.
Because I think that Blue Wire.
Yeah.
Song?
And this is Assemble Head in Sunburst Sound from their album Manzanita.
Yeah.
And this is Blue Wire.
Yes.
Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Voices. Yeah, we're nearing the tail end of our show here. Thank you very much for coming and listening, and to everybody out there, wishing you well in midterms if you're students, because midterms are coming up.
That's right.
Yeah, so you've been listening to CGSF 90.1 FM SFU Campus Burnaby, and this is Free Voices. Please join us every Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m., and we'd also like to say we'd like to give a big shout out to all the many people that help us. We're volunteers with this show, and there's also many other volunteers as well as staff. We've got Magnus, the station manager, Jesse, the program coordinator, Connivore, the music director coordinator. Is that the right title?
Music coordinator.
Music coordinator.
Yep, and we are all coordinators.
He's like a musicologist. And Nicole, public affairs coordinator, and Danny, community journalist, and Jeremy, our is he relatively new? Volunteer
he is, yeah. He joined us from Lethbridge.
Lovely. Yeah. Yes.
Where he was volunteer. He was taking care of volunteers as well as music over in Lethbridge at their community station.
Excellent.
Wow. Campus community. Welcome, Jeremy. And we have a show that Jacob's a regular at the station as well. He's got the art show from 5 to 6 p.m. So I recommend you giving that a listen. And also, he's doing the karaoke. We were mentioning that earlier today.
He is.
The karaoke's going on till what time?
5 o'clock.
So 5 o'clock, you still got an hour to squeak over there if you're up at the campus.
That's right. If you're here in this, so we are in the Student Union Building, the sub, down in the first floor, room 1420. If you want to join the revelry on the third floor, it's at the sub social stage right across from the Go desk, the main desk, and Blends Coffee up there. It's a big stage. You'll hear people singing away.
It sounds like it's probably a blast.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
Anyhow, see you next week, everyone.
Thank
be well.
Thank you all.
Bye for now. Everyone.